Hey y'all, and welcome back to Surviving Me. This episode is for the ones who are still showing up, the ones getting it done, checking the boxes, being who everyone needs, while quietly breaking inside. If you ever said, I don't even have time to fall apart, or felt like your sadness was something you had to hide, you're not alone. This is what functional depression looks like. So let's talk about it. What is functional depression? Functional depression is the kind that doesn't look like the movies. You're working, you're parenting, you're talking to people, but everything feels dull. You feel disconnected from your joy, exhausted by pretending, and guilty for not feeling grateful enough. You're surviving, but you're not really living. And the hardest part about functional depression is that nobody knows, because you're still answering texts, you're still cracking jokes, you're still performing wellness. But functional depression is where you're rather sleep all day than be amongst the living. People say, oh, you seem fine, but they never ask, do you feel like yourself? When you do finally open up, you'd be scared that they'll say, but you're doing so well. That's the most invisible kind of pain there is. Because just because somebody may look like they're doing fine on the outside does not mean that on the inside or internally that it doesn't hurt. Sometimes, especially if you're a mother, if you're anybody that got major responsibilities, you don't have time to lay in bed and just be depressed. And I'm saying that the ones that do have time to do that, maybe that's just how your depression shows up. But that's not the only way depression can show up. You could be depressed as y'all know, I was about to cuss, but I forgot. This is a PG-13. It's like, no, let me stop playing. You could be depressed as hell, like sad as hell. Like I'm talking about when you open your eyes in the morning, you like, okay, get up. But everything in your body is telling you like, no, girl, or no, I just want to lay here. Like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to do nothing. But if you got kids, them kids going to make you get up. So you have no choice but to be functional depression, because who gonna step for your kids if you don't? And as y'all know, I like to say, mama gonna what? Mama gonna step regardless. But that's not to negate the fact that you are still sad. It's still hard to get through the day. It's still hard to get up in the morning. And sleeping feels amazing, because you know why? When you sleep, you're not dealing with nothing. You don't have to deal with people. You don't have to deal with emotions. You're asleep. I honestly say sleeping is the closest you will ever feel to being dead and while being alive. Yeah, that was pretty deep. But if you got it, like, you know. So we don't always feel like we deserve help if we're functioning. Like our pain has to hit rock bottom before it counts, which is totally not true. You don't have to get to the point where you know you're just completely depleted that everybody notice, like, oh my God, you're depressed. Like, it don't have to get to that point for it to be real. Just because it's not at that point doesn't mean you're not depressed. So we carry it in silence. We keep showing up for everyone but ourselves. And y'all know, like I say, that is never good, because self-care is important. Don't ever let nobody tell you any different. If you're not taking care of yourself, what we doing, y'all? It's 2025. If we not taking care of ourselves, what are we doing? The saying, you can't pour from an empty cup, is true. It's real. You cannot be everything for everybody else and nothing for yourself. You have to pour into yourself. Because when you pour into yourself fully, you can pour into others the way you want to pour into them. You can show up for others the way you want to show up for them. You can show up for yourself the way you need to show up for yourself. That is why self-care is extremely important. And that silence becomes a symptom too. But survival isn't the goal anymore, people. Even though this podcast is called Surviving Me, that is not the end goal. We're not going to always be surviving ourselves. That is never the goal. We're surviving now because that is the phase of healing that we're in. And sometimes surviving yourself, as I like to say, is the hardest part. Dealing with them demons, facing that trauma, going down that dark hole, opening them doors, facing them people who make you feel uncomfortable. All that is why this podcast is called Surviving Me, because that's what we're doing. We're doing the uncomfortable work. We're healing. We're showing up. We're surviving ourselves. But that is not the end goal. Because peace is. Y'all know what I say. Peace is the life for me. And peace is for me. Me and peace going to go hand in hand. That's going to be my homie. Okay? Peace is and presence is. Just being in the present. Living in the present. Living in the present. I had to say that twice for the people who ain't hear me in the back. Matter of fact, let me say it three times. Living in the presence. We have to live, people. We have to live. Because if we're not living, what we doing? We only get one life, honey. We only get one life. And this one life that we give is really not that long. I know it may feel like it is, but it's really not. You can die tomorrow. And that is so, like, I know. But let's be real, y'all. Death is coming to all of us. And none of us know when that day may be. So why not live it like it's your last? I truly believe that statement. I feel like you should live every day like it's your last, because you never know. It can be. So peace is the goal. Presence is the goal. And being whole is the goal. So healing functional depression isn't about fixing yourself. It's about creating spaces to actually feel again, to rest, to ask for help without shame, to say, I'm not okay. I just look like I am. And that's not weakness. That's truth. So jumping right into the letter to listeners. That's where we're going to start calling this segment instead of the glow letters. We're going to call it letters to the listeners. If you're listening to this and realize you've been functioning through pain, you are not broken. You're tired and you've been strong for too long. Let that go. Let it go. So this is your reminder. You don't have to earn your healing by falling apart. You deserve rest now. You deserve softness now. You deserve to be seen even when you're still surviving. All that is your right. And if anybody tell you that it ain't your right, come back to this podcast and listen to let me let you know that it is your right. Whether people agree with it or not, it's your right, and I said it so. So if this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who's been quietly holding it all together. Don't forget to leave a review, follow the podcast, and subscribe on Substack for the next glow letter. And as I like to say, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone. You're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I'll see you next episode. Wait. I need to come up with a name for y'all. We're a community now, y'all. So y'all need a name. Because what? We in this together. We family. In the club, we all what? So let me know what y'all want to be called. I need ideas. Anyway, till next time. See y'all next episode. Battle the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure. It's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.